The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
All of you who believe in the state of Jefferson, you are the soul.
Yep, and we better believe in the soul because it's kind of what we have left. This is Terry Raposa and
Janet Chandler.
And we are here with Jefferson State of Mind, broadcasting live from downtown Reading, the KCNR studios, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM, we are your talk radio. And we are streaming live worldwide on KCNRradio.com. KCNRradio.com. And as we go through the show, understand that we archive everything about 5 minutes after, isn't
it? That's right.
5 minutes after.
Yes, sir.
We're archiving this show. Please share it with everybody. And we are, our archives go back, to the very beginning of this program when it started about 15 years ago. So, I think that we're looking at a whole different world, Janet. 2027, people in Northern California, everything is going to be different in your world. Your whole world will be changing. We are going to have a democratically controlled state in the Congress, and it's going to be a very difficult year. We have to start understanding that we have to start focusing on how we get our liberty. It's no more about compliance with a state that's tyrannical. You don't comply with tyranny. You just don't submit to it. It's going to take a whole different way of thinking and a whole different method that we have going. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I was doing some chores and running late and realized it.
That's okay. So. You got a lot on your plate, my friend. You got
sorry
a lot
about
on your
the
plate.
Delay.
If it weren't for the last second, there'd be no time at all.
Yeah.
It used to be that I said, I have no control over national politics, so I focus on local and state. And now it's reached the point where I don't have any control over state, and I don't think I have any control over local. We have an election in which they foisted upon us a candidate that isn't even from our area. I have no say over whether or not Jared Huffman gets elected or loses or whatever. So where is my control of my government? And the Declaration of Independence has told me that when a government is no longer serving my needs, then it's time for me to change that government. And that's where I am.
You know, Janet, that's very profound. She's absolutely correct. When you look at what's happening now in the House of Representatives, because of the redistricting and because New York added another congressman, another person in the House, a Democrat, the state of California and the state of New York will control the House of Representatives, and they are 90% Democrat. I don't know if we're going to be able to keep the House. I don't, at this point, the Senate, which a lot of the Republicans just voted with the Democrats on the SAFE Act. It's kind of like, okay, so what happens there? Four or five of them lean over to the Democrats. Who do you trust? Well, we have to trust in the fact that 2027, folks, is going to be a different kind of year.
I think the Democrats in California made a huge tactical error with their redistricting. We used to sit up here, keep our mouths shut, enjoy the fact that we had two northern districts that were Republican. We had Doug LaMalfa. We had people that we knew. We voted for them. They represented our values and our beliefs. And we were satisfied. We were quiet. And now they've come in and taken away all the representation that we thought we even had. And I think it was a mistake because they have awakened the sleeping giant up here. If we have no representation, then why should we go along with California?
Exactly. But also, too, the count of the votes. And do we have legitimate count of the votes?
Well, of course
we
do.
Do we have legitimate votes?
Oh, yes, we do. Just ask Spencer Pratt in
yeah,
L.A.
She's being sarcastic.
Yeah. Yes, I know. I know. But it makes you really question everything from the top down. It makes you question that. So who do we hold accountable? How do we get this audited? And if it's done electronically, how do we even do that? We don't even know. I mean, the way they set up the programs, they can set it up to win any way they want. And that's what they've done. They're not doing it legitimately. They're not doing it to where a bunch of third graders who can count and who are very bright kids can count it and say, hey, this is where we're at. They don't do that. They make it so convoluted and so complicated, i.e. through tech, that that's how they ensure their win every single time.
And, of course, Clint Curtis, who developed the whole program for how to cheat with the computers, he keeps telling us that's how they're cheating.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
We have a caller on the line. Dave, what say you, sir? Dave, what say you?
I have a question about the election. It's very strange that Measure B is passing by about 8.5%, but Curtis is losing by 17.5%, and Cry is losing by 16%. Curtis is losing by a margin more than twice as large as Measure B is winning. And do you really think the people who voted for Measure B didn't vote for Curtis, or worse, voted for his opponent instead? That makes absolutely no sense. So can you please explain that?
Sure, absolutely. Clint Curtis, when he did take over, said that he had basically done a very good job, which he has done, and he felt he had done a good job in transparency. He also felt that he had managed to avoid a lot of ways of cheating. But apparently they're still getting through on cheating, even with the man who instituted programs and policies that would prevent a lot of the cheating. So your guess is as good as mine, Dave, because it seems, I mean, I think a lot of it is, though, this is what happened with Clint Curtis. We have the uninformed voter. 80% of the people that vote are unlike you, sir, who are knowledgeable about what they're voting for. They see a flyer. Joanna Francesca flooded the market with mailers. You know, mom, 17 years experience, you know, good person, nice family. The uninformed voter goes that way. It's just what they see is where they go. And that's what happened in a lot of this. There's not really much you can do. And the Board of Supervisors, what a horrendous thing to do to try to censure Clint Curtis just before the election. You know, I mean, I couldn't believe what I was hearing at that meeting. And you could tell by the look on Chris Kellstrom's face that he wanted to censure Clint. It seemed like he wanted to. And then when you have somebody like the chairman of the board that's saying, well, you know, Joanna really isn't so bad, and then the board wants to censure their own choice for ROV officer, I mean, what the hell? So, I mean, yeah, I can see what's going on there. I don't think there really is that much cheating in Clint's race. She had a lot of money. She put a lot of money out. She sent flyers out to every – I got three of them. I got three.
Oh, every week.
Every week.
Yeah.
So
I have a challenge for Joanna. One of her flyers said that one of her goals is to keep elections fair and transparent. Okay, Joanna, that means that right now they are fair and transparent, and you want to keep them that way. So continue to do exactly what Clint Curtis has set up to do. And don't change anything, because obviously they weren't fair and transparent when you were there before with Joanna, with Kathy Darling Allen. So let's keep them fair and transparent. I challenge you to keep your promise.
Good luck.
The thing is, right, you're losing Cry, you're losing Curtis, and this board is going to abandon Measure B.
Well, the thing is, they were going to abandon it anyway. The board wasn't going to help us anyway. They sued people who wanted this on the ballot. What are you saying? I mean, they didn't want it anyway. This board was never going to help with Measure B. It doesn't matter at this point. I'm not saying that, I think Kevin Pry is certainly a better choice than Aaron Reznor, but come on, man. They were already going, they weren't going to support anything. They weren't going to even fight it in court. Don't you remember that they took these people to court for even trying to get it on the ballot? Are you serious? So basically. Go ahead.
Reznor's going to be a lot worse than Cry. I mean, I agree with you.
To do what? What can she do to us?
Well, she could drive us financially into the hole just like she did the city of Reading.
Well, she didn't do that single-handedly. She had help, even from people that we elected. So the point.
Don't blame me.
But anyway, Dave, great call, buddy. And feel free to call any. Go ahead.
Look on the bright side. You're not Butte County, okay? Which is an entire basket case with 9.25% sales tax. So at least you're not them.
I know, brother.
Not yet.
But we have somebody coming in who might try that. But we've got bigger problems on our hands. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks. Bye.
And the bigger problems, when you stop and think about it, James Gallagher has won his election. He is our congressman. There was no top two because that was a special election portion of the election. That election right there was one where the person who won that race was going to go immediately to Congress. Okay, so.
So when you say immediately, when does he go to Congress?
I think he's gone.
Well, they have to certify the election first.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm sure he might be going back and forth between Washington, D.C. It's a matter of, he's probably getting a lot of his stuff done, I'm guessing. You know, I don't think he's sitting in, he's just sitting around.
How many countries in the world can count their ballots within hours? But no, California, it takes months.
I want to get back to my point about Gallagher.
Cheating.
But I want to get back to my point about Gallagher only because he is the one who's advocating state split, guys. He's advocated state split, and unlike the movement for the state of Jefferson or New California or state of Easter Bunny, the boards of supervisors and counties have said, we will support the resolution that James Gallagher has put forward for state split. So you have a congressman, that's historical, a congressman that's saying, okay, we want state split, number one. Number two, people have said, well, we'll have to get a new champion because he'll be, if he wins his other election against McGuire, then he will be in District 1, the new District 1, and we will be in District 2. But that doesn't matter. He's still a congressman advocating for state split.
And it's still in the counties that want to be split.
It's still in the counties that want to be split.
I'm all for the state of Easter Bunny. Thanks.
But the point being is that in the one thing that James Gallagher said is James Gallagher said that this line that he's drawn as far as what he wants to split the East from the West as far as California is not locked in concrete. But this is all historical. Why would he do that if he thought we had representation here in the North? And the one thing he's doing is the counties that are signing those resolutions are contiguous, and guess what? They're all northern counties, and they are, Janet. Those counties are?
You want me to list them? Okay. The ones that have actually signed a declaration are Shasta, Modoc, Colusa, Glenn, Lassen, Yuba, Sutter. Apparently still in play are Tehama, Nevada, and Plumas. And there is a question about Butte.
And Sierra is also in play, I found out this morning.
Sierra.
Okay, so now think about those counties. They're not only contiguous, but they're also counties that are all in the North State. Now, I have heard also El Dorado and Placer. So as you look at these counties.
So how many in total would that be if all those were added
13
up?
13 or 14.
Well, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 14 yeah. including more, all of them.
More than enough to complete a full state out of California, to be a full viable state that could be productive and could change the way we vote, and knowing that our vote would count because of the way the Jefferson Constitution is written, and once it's approved and ratified and put in place, we would all be so far better off. We would be out of California for life.
Yes, sir. Great point.
Population-wise and financially, those counties would constitute a bigger, more prosperous state than many of the states we have now.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Exactly.
We have Richard on the line. Richard, what say you, sir?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You know, a couple of things. We, the county, remember, we voted 3 years ago to go to hand counting, to get rid of the machines. The state immediately introduces as urgency 969, passes. The county, our county board of supervisors, decided in closed session to not sue the state for an injunction,
that's
a stay, or anything.
That's
guess
right.
What? That was 3 years ago. Count them. 3 years ago. If we had sued 3 years ago, we would already likely have some kind of judicial result. This cycle, we could have possibly been hand counting, and we're not, because the board in place at the time failed. And December of 2022, I went in front of that board and said, let's separate the ballots, local ballots from the state and federal ballots, so we could have local control. And guess what? They never did that either. If those two things had happened 3 years ago, I don't think we'd be having the problems we had today. And, by the way, I worked as an inspector at Anderson VFW, and it was an excellent experience, by the way. I'm wondering if Joanna wins, if she'll let me work the next election.
Well, she didn't before.
No, that was Kathy Darling Allen.
That was Kathy Allen.
I put them both together.
Yeah.
Don't forget who was running the elections in Kathy's absence.
Right.
It was Joanna.
That's
Do
right.
not forget that.
That's right.
Anyways, unless you have any questions, I'll get out of here.
Thank you, Rich.
All right, buddy. Hey, Rich, thanks for what you do, pal. We got to get him now. Got to get him now.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, again, it's the type of thing where 2027 is going to be a different kind of year. You know, and if I have to say that, and we all have to say that 10 times a day, people better realize it. At this point, there is no staying with California in a position that we're in right now with the tyrannical situation we have. People said, well, maybe we'll get the governor right. To do what? To do what? To do what exactly can a governor do? What can the governor of California do? And it looks like Padilla's winning.
Becerra.
Is it Becerra?
Yeah.
Where's Padilla now? Remember Padilla?
Yeah.
He was the Secretary of State.
That's it. well, the governor can veto legislation passed by the state legislature. And then the state legislature can turn right around and override his veto because they have a supermajority.
And, well, you know, the thing has been, well, they can fire some people. But that's, you know, if you have a group of 300 or 400 in a certain, I don't know, agency, you can fire maybe the top two or top three that your predecessor put in there as governor. But then that means you just need to move somebody up or bring somebody else in or whatever the case may be. I don't think we have anybody running for governor that probably has with all the agencies we have. What do we have now, Wynn? 527, 550?
Something like that, yeah.
So, but okay. Not in the state of Jefferson, we don't.
No, but in the state of California,
yeah.
We do. And the point is that if you can only fire a couple people in each, who's going to get the job? Maybe the next guy in line who got trained by who? The guy you're firing.
It still comes down to the point that the people of California are voting in leftists.
How do you
overcome that?
I remember.
But are we? Yeah. I always go back to that. But are we?
Well, as long as we don't control our elections, we'll never know.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's sort of like, you know, we were having a discussion before we got on the air, and that was that, you know, are people really ever ready for a situation that, you know, it's kind of like, well, you know, we need to do this, we need to do that. Are they ever really ready? I don't know if we're ever really ready, but are you ready for action? Because action, and specifically going to try to do something or attempting to do something, even at that particular point, we may not be ready for that thing, but we have to do something when it comes to action. We have two viable situations at this point. We have a Second Amendment court case that's going to be going to the Supreme Court. We need to support Baird versus Bonta. We need to support Mark Baird, and we need to send him donations wherever we can. We're setting up fundraisers. This is going to go to the Supreme Court of the United States, and once it does, it's going to create a situation where we're going to go after the United States government to say, okay, look, we have a Second Amendment right, not a suggestion, not a regulation. You need to do something about California.
Yeah. What are we going
to
do?
What? Yeah. Who can we get to support what we need to happen in California? We, the people. It comes down to that. Are you willing to fight? Are you willing to do something? Are you willing to get off your couch? Are you willing to make sure that your children have the country that was promised to them?
Or are you just going to pack up and move? And where are you going to move to that's any better? I mean, you move to Oregon, it's worse. You move to Washington, it's worse. Nevada is starting to turn that way. It's starting to get worse because of all the liberals that moved to Nevada because they didn't like California's laws, but they're changing Nevada into being like California.
They're doing it in Texas.
So you're going to go to the same thing in Texas, yeah. Tennessee, Kentucky, all the places that people have been moving to, they're starting to turn that way a little bit. So where are you going to go?
At what point do you stand and fight?
Right now.
Right.
Right now you stand and fight.
And what do you think our founding fathers did? And everybody that lost their lives fighting for the right thing at that time, are you going to let your ancestors die in vain for that? And you're just going to piss it away because that's what, you know, it's easier to do that than it is to stand up for and do what's right?
I don't think people can afford to piss it away.
I don't
see,
think
that's
so
the
either.
Thing. They just can't. See, the thing is that it isn't a matter of, think about it, folks. I mean, I don't know whether we're grasping this or not, but we have boards of supervisors that may not necessarily be as conservative or constitutional following as we are, or as a lot of folks are. These people are saying we want a resolution to support a resolution for the new congressman of District 1, James Gallagher. We want to support a resolution to separate the state. Somebody call me and tell me when that's ever happened before and we've had a congressman do that, because we never have. Never had a congressman. Ever. Ever. And also, the idea of going after the state of California, Title 8, Code Section 1324, harboring and shielding illegal alien, has made the government of California, your legislative body, my legislative body, and the governor, criminals. They have harbored and shielded illegal aliens, and they don't have jurisdiction over that. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4, United States Constitution specifically, we as states gave the jurisdiction over immigration to the federal government. They have jurisdiction, we don't. I know that President Trump has made hints about this. I think there's going to be something done within the next 6 months or so. And at that particular point in time, this whole thing about sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, sanctuary counties, all this stuff is going to go by the wayside, and it could be criminally. And we have to do something. We have to stand up now. If we don't stand up now, I can't even say we don't. We do stand up now, folks.
We have to.
We do stand up now. I'll say it again. 2027 is a game changer, guys.
And we've been doing this radio show for almost 15 years now for this kind of thing. Now, we've done our part. We are doing our part. We will continue to do our part. Now we're asking all of you who listen and hear or within our voice range to do your part. Don't just sit at home and whine about stuff and complain and then go on to doing your merry thing, whether you're retired or working or whatever. You have to step up and you have to do your part. Put your fingerprints all over the process like the rest of us have. Get involved, do your thing, whatever that is. Contribute however you can. And there are ways of contributing for everybody. There's no restriction on how anybody can do things and what we're going to do. We have to be lawful. We have to be compliant in following the Constitution. We have to use the Constitution. It is the rule book for our country. We have to use that, read it, understand it, question it. If you don't understand anything, ask Janet. She's got this sucker dialed. So guess what? Just make it happen. We'll learn together, too, on processes that we're going to have to engage in. And if we get those processes going and moving forward correctly, we could have our own free state of Jefferson or Easter Bunny or whatever the heck we vote to call it. Because that will, too, be voted on by all the citizens of the great territory of what we call Jefferson. But we're going to vote on it. So it may not be called Jefferson. If you don't want it to be called Jefferson, vote the way you want to vote.
We
have spent the last 15 years finding out lots of ways that it won't work.
Correct.
So we have made progress.
Well, the Absolutely. Thing is we have them. James Gallagher is doing this, and it's really not. It's he's doing it. And the boards of supervisors are doing it. We need to support the boards of supervisors who are doing it and talk about support. We have Mark Baird on the line, and Mark, brother, hang on because we're going to take our break, and I don't want to interrupt you. I want to give you the time. You there, buddy?
I guess
Mark's gone. Anyway,
I bet he comes back.
Mark, come back after the break. We're going to take our break right now, and that's... time has really come, you guys. Time has come.
We have no choice but to get her done.
Yep. Amen.
No choice.
51, here we come.
Yep.
Business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Reading, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Well,
our back is against the wall. We have nowhere else to go.
Right.
We can't back anywhere. We have to go forward.
Right. And that's why the Second Amendment court case that Mark is engaged with, and thank you, Mark, for all the work you've done on that. We are here to help, my brother. We're going to get this done. And, Mark, what say you, sir?
Well, thanks to you guys for all the help you give me. So far on the case, I couldn't have done it without, you know, people in Shasta, Tehama, Siskiyou County, and the other counties that have donated. But There are a couple things going forward that can be done here, because the Article 4, Section 4 remedy for lack of representation is legislative. Congress could act on this. Now, I kind of expect them to, because for conservatives, they don't act very conservative sometimes, but what they could do is pass a law, say, that counties are intended to have separate representation because they have separate needs. So, you know, in other words, in bicameral houses, the Senate is per county and the Assembly is per population. They could overturn that one man, one vote sham that Earl Warren put in place in the 60s just with a law. And because the court is not supposed to act as legislators, but they have, and they're trying to do it in the Second Amendment case as well, that can be overturned or overridden by Congress. And then someone would have to mount a court challenge to Congress making law, which wouldn't succeed. So, especially in the current environment, because that would probably go straight to the Supreme Court or very quickly anyway. So there are a lot of ways to do this, but we have to have cooperation on the part of the people who supposedly represent us, and that's the problem. So we either need to bring a court case to overturn the one man, one vote thing and regain our representation that way, or we need to have Congress help us regain our representation, or we need to split the state and make our own representation, and then as a state, using Article 4, Section 4, we could create the government where counties have individual representatives, and then
that part's,
you know,
down the road. That part's down the road. But right now, the important thing is we need to win your Second Amendment court case, number one. And number two, the boundaries, as James Gallagher said, who is a congressman now, and the thing we need to do is we need to support his resolution simply because he is talking to us about this stuff. He's talking very to.
He is also now in a position to introduce legislation,
and that's
and
the
that
whole point.
That legislation could restore representation 100%. On the way to splitting the state, and that's 100%. Very important. And when we look at the court now, especially the Ninth Circuit in California, and I just had a good look at them, Wynn and I did the other day, up in Seattle, and, you know, here's the deal. The math is better, but it's still a liberal court. And they come in there and they're willing to, codify a lie. For example, they know for a fact that the Second Circuit lied, and they interjected language that was not in Bruin into the case, in order to deny people their Second Amendment rights. They added language that was not part of the case, and they know that. They heard the evidence of it, and they ignored it. So that's the fight we're really in, and it's really important to get this to the Supreme Court. But remember, they get 800 requests for cert a year, and they only hear 80 cases. So I'm hoping that we'll be one of them, and we'll see.
Well, and to... given what was going on in that courtroom with those 11 judges, 10 in the room and one via Zoom, there were only two of them that I saw that were remotely close to even being supporters. The rest of them were carrying that liberal flag, and, you know, just the way they handled themselves and the way they conveyed what they were saying, they were not willing to go that direction, and just how they challenged the attorney, and the attorney went back with Adam with fact. She had hard, cold facts
right.
Actually, and they were spinning it every way they could to get away from those facts.
But when you think about it, they never disputed the facts. In other
Correct.
Words, when they were told that the state had nothing, that they couldn't point out one single law, not one regulation, not one law that dated back to the founding that supported restrictions on open carry, not one single one of those judges that said yes they did. Not
That's
one.
Correct. That's exactly
and,
right.
And there were four or five of them that never said a word.
Yes.
You look at their body language, but you don't really know them, and I've been through this before. So you don't really know what they're thinking. There could be people that will vote in the affirmative that just never spoke up. And there are a lot of judges that listen instead of talk. And then there are a couple of them that love to hear the sound of their own voice.
Right.
Like Smith.
Yes.
So we don't really, I mean, I suspect I know the outcome, but we don't really know yet. We could still win. And in the last few moments, when they heard that, you know, the Bruin test is this: if the conduct you seek is the plain text of the Second Amendment, then your conduct is presumptively constitutional unless the government can prove that it is not. And the government failed to prove that. So I think at the very end, she did hammer them pretty well, and who knows how many minds that changed in that last 5 or 10 minutes. We just don't know yet. I'm hoping enough.
Well, you know, in case it didn't, it isn't enough, then I love your optimism. I hope that is the case, but it looks to me like, you know, if we can get to the Supreme Court, that wouldn't be so bad, you know?
Mark, yep. is it a majority vote, so you have to get 6 out of the 11 judges to vote?
Yeah,
yes,
you need 6. I'm pretty sure like Gwen said, we saw we had 2, I think.
Yeah.
There could have been 4 that just never said anything. That's possible. I probably am not quite that optimistic. I think it will go to the Supreme Court, but we don't know that yet. And if it does go to the Supreme Court, we're locked and loaded. We're ready to go. We just need money.
And too, Mark, with the timing of that, it took him about a year to get to this point from the 3-judge panel, right? We had the 3-judge panel, and then they did their thing, and then we go back to court like we did with the en banc of the 11. So so that was about a year-ish. So then in order to do the same thing, so we're going to have another year of waiting for their opinion to be thrown out, and then we file for the Supreme Court. So, okay, how long is that going to take? So are we looking at 2 or 3 years before we even get to that point?
No, I don't think so. I think it could be next term. And I've been in court a lot, you know, many, many times. I've been in front of judges that are liars, judges that are stupid. I mean, there's more lying that goes on in court than anywhere else in the world, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I've seen judges bald-faced lie in front of a courtroom filled with people that know they're lying, and they don't care.
Wait, you mean they're violating their oath? Really?
Yeah, all the time. All day, every day for some of them, like Judge Mueller, who is now, by the way, teaching children the law at Columbia University.
Yeah.
He was the biggest liar of a judge I ever saw in my life.
Mm-hmm. No,
anyway, to get around that, it's still, you know, we do have a court where the current court would support this case. The case is solid. The state has nothing, and they know they have nothing because they're really grabbing at straws. I've never in my life seen the state try to make a case off one footnote from another case.
Right.
I mean, they built their whole case on footnote number 9 in
Bruin.
Number
9, yep.
And they lied about what was in footnote number 9.
Yes.
Because number 9 says states can ban one form of carry, concealed, provided they allow another form of carry. And well, there are only 2, concealed or open. So if they ban concealed, if they regulate concealed, they have to allow open, is what the Bruin court said. And then the Second Circuit added the language after concealed, they put in brackets and put or open.
Mm-hmm.
So what the Second Circuit tried to do was make open carry and concealed carry swappable. You know, if you allow one thing, you can ban the other thing. And the Second Circuit made that either or, where Heller already denied that, and McDonald denied that, and Bruin denied that, by saying you could regulate concealed but not open.
Wow.
That's what Bruin actually said. So when these guys when the Second Circuit was talking about that, they lied. And this court took that lie and used it.
Yeah, you know,
so we have that too, and that is on the record. That
right.
is in evidence because the attorney in the orals pointed out the lie.
Yes.
And they knew it.
Yes.
And it's easily verifiable. When you read that footnote number 9, the word open is not in it.
Well,
you
know, the other thing too is that the big thing is when this goes to the Supreme Court, it will be the law of the land of the entire country and all jurisdictions. So it won't just be for California and Hawaii.
Right.
It'll be for the entire country. So New York is going to have this 11 en banc panel of 11 judges in this en banc panel to thank for that. They will have them to thank for that. So each and every one of those liberal judges sitting up there on their laurels are going to be the ones who are thanked. And we will make sure that we do that. We will have a really good campaign that thanks every one of those judges with their photos, because they're all public servants, right? They're out there and their photos are all over that courthouse, or at least on that fifth floor, too. We'll make sure that they're thanked properly, that their pictures are out there, and it's all on social media. We can thank them wholeheartedly for what they've done.
Well,
that's a great thought. I wonder if it's feasible. That's a great thought. But, well, Mark, I do want to...
Even more important than that, the House of Cards that California built around all this bullshit.
That's right.
And the lion, that's
right.
About to come down.
That's
and
right.
Like I said... The state guys, they were flailing.
Yep.
They literally had nothing.
Yep.
They were talking about how, well, children will be afraid.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, we had open carry for 162 years in California. I was a kid when my dad open carried. I wasn't afraid. I'm a cop. I'm not afraid when I see a gun. I mean, and in fact, the bailiff in the court came out to us afterwards. We were waiting on the curb for our ride. He said, I was a cop for 30 years, and I wasn't afraid when I saw a gun.
Yeah, he told us that. Right there in liberal Seattle. Yeah.
Well, if you want to help Mark, you can send a check to Pecan. That's P-E-C-A-N, 1304 East Street. That's E-A-S-T Street, Suite 110, Redding, California. And make your check out to Pecan. And in the memo part, put 2A.
Correct.
But we need donations for this. We need to get some money in here into the quiver.
Because that's Redding, California 96001. Did you say
Redding, California 96001. Pecan, 1304 East EAST Street, Suite 110, Redding, California 96001. Make the check out to Pecan, and in the memo portion, put 2A. Now, the one thing we have to understand...
And you can also go to keepandbear.com.
And that can be done. You can use your credit card there, et cetera. Donate there to keepandbear.com. Now, also, the thing we have to understand is that in reality is that we can do this and we can do that. But reality is we're probably going to have to go on and fight this battle. And we're going to have to fight a lot of battles for state split. Support James Gallagher and support Mark Baird. We need to have this money. This is no joke.
This
has to be won. The Second Amendment court case has to be won. The Second Amendment is a right. It's not a privilege.
And also, too, we are going to be having fundraisers for this cause. And so hopefully here pretty soon we'll be able to give you dates and times and locations on fundraisers we're going to have. And we're going to start here in Shasta County, as we always do. And so we're going to start with a fundraiser here in Shasta County. If you're in another county that wants to have a fundraiser, contact us, and we'll do our part to help you do your part to get that going, and make sure we have all the protocols and processes in place so that we do everything properly. So we're going to start that here in Shasta County here pretty soon. Just be looking for it. It'll be posted on Facebook, and we'll talk about it on the radio show as well, just to give everybody a heads up as to when they're going to be happening.
We'll be doing a Zoom call this coming Thursday. This Zoom, folks, we'll go ahead and make sure that it's on Facebook. But we'll be doing a Zoom call, which we will be talking about a lot of these things that we just talked about with Mark, the state split, et cetera. And that Zoom call is at 3:30 on Thursday, this coming Thursday at 3:30. We'll make sure that gets out to people. And Rex, I don't know if you're listening or not, but the SCRA, we'd like to have all the folks from the SCRA, as many as they can, be on that Zoom. Because we have to start coordinating these things. I mean, all the stuff about, nothing's important other than raising money and taking our liberty back. And state split again. 2027 is going to be a different animal for everybody. We aren't going to get help from the state, and we're not going to get help from Congress.
There you go. Mark, are you still there? You must be gone. Okay. Well, thank you, Mark, for calling in. Yeah, he is working. He's off working right now, so he calls in when he can and how he can because of what he does, and what he does is very important. So we need to support him as much as possible, especially with this 2A case. It's not just about Mark. He's the the driver of getting things done, the rest of us are going to benefit from what he's been doing and the sacrifices he's been making to get this done. And I want to thank his wife, Cindy, for supporting, too. without her support, Mark would not be able to do this as well. So she's integral in this, and she's very quiet, very polite and supportive. Oh, man, is she supportive. She's very good at that. And she and Mark and I flew up to Seattle to witness this, and we flew up in Mark's plane, which was awesome. Got to see the old boy in action on flying his plane. It was awesome. It was great. It was fun, and got to see the beautiful territory of Jefferson until we got to Oregon border. But it was gorgeous just flying up there and flying back. It was a nice day to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think that locally there's something that happened last night. There was a special meeting, and I was hoping that Patrick Jones would call in and give us an update on that, or Laura. Somebody call in and give us an update on that, 605-4567-530-605-4567. But apparently, this business with Clint Curtis has just been appalling, what the Board of Supervisors has done to that man.
It's called election interference.
It is. I mean, you know, and so people are saying, well, you know, if some of these people lose, what's going to happen? I mean, okay, well, what's going to happen? Hey, folks, you ever think about that it's time for us to become activists? It's time for us to stand up and just say, no, we won't take this anymore.
Well, Clint may have the last laugh. He may move on to a position
with the Attorney General, right?
More power over the elections.
Right.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
And I hope he does. Hope he does.
And also, I hear we've got a, I think we've got a call coming in, and I hope it is Patrick, because he was going to give us an update.
We need to recognize that Mark is the driver of the bus. We 100%. Are all sitting on that bus, and we need to chip in for fuel.
That's right.
Good girl. Trying to see what's going on here.
Well, so then also, too, with all the stuff that's been going on, there are a lot of moving parts. And if you have questions and want answers on stuff, you know, email, call us, whatever. Call into the show, ask the questions. We need to help you to help all of us. So help us to help you to help all of us. You know, we're all in this same boat here. So everybody grab an oar and let's pitch in.
You bet. Okay, we have Dan on the line. Dan, what's the use, sir?
Yes, I had the question of how did we get Siskiyou County involved with the resolution with James Gallagher?
Where do you live?
I live in Siskiyou County.
Okay. Well, there's part of it. Hey, Dan, so what you need to do is you need to see if your chairman of your board, whoever the chairman is of your board in Siskiyou County, would put on the agenda a vote to support for a resolution to support James Gallagher's resolution for state split. That's what you need to do. Your Board of Supervisors needs to get it on their agenda. I know, do you know who Mark Baird is? And if you do, get with him, because I know he's trying to get that going. So you need to help him. I mean, that's been the whole thing.
And remind the Board of Supervisors of Siskiyou County, they were the first county when this all started with Jefferson to do exactly that. So what's changing? Why are they dragging their feet? Why are they not taking action?
The makeup of the board.
Yeah.
A different board,
but not all of them.
Yeah.
And I believe the chair was on that board at the time.
Yeah, but he's a lame duck. And so, apparently he's sort of, yeah, he's a lame duck.
Well, so Siskiyou should be on top of all of this already. They, too, are now going to be represented by Jared Huffman. They lost the Klamath Dams. I mean, how many things have to happen? Talk about drug
Yes.
growing within that county. Yes. Why are they sitting back not doing something?
Yes.
I mean, Dan, you need to get with Mark. You guys need to give him some help. I mean, you know, you're asking me a question and you're in the county, and it would be great if you give him some help. I know that Siskiyou Steve is sometimes the lone voice out there, but you guys need to get together and help Mark get this Board of Supervisors moving in the right direction, and with his Second Amendment court case.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, that's
it's
the thing.
It's
really up to you guys. That's the main thing we have to look at.
Yeah.
It's up to the people. It's up to you.
Yeah. Basically, I was just wondering, what do we do?
The resolution.
Put pressure on your board.
Put pressure on your board to create a resolution for the county to support the resolution of state split by now Congressman James Gallagher.
And if they're scared and they don't want to write it, well, I'm sure there are other counties that have copies that they could look at, and then they can plagiarize if they want to do that, or change a couple words so the plagiarism isn't part of it. So maybe you draft it up and you hand it to them and you say, this is what we want. And then they can take it, and they can take it as totally intact as it is, or they can modify it to fit whatever criteria they want to have.
And remember, it's got to go through the chairman. It's got to go through the chairman of the board. It can't just go to any supervisor.
Right. It has to go through the chair.
We are not so concerned with specifics, names of states, where the borders are. We are voting for a concept. We are voting for the idea that we need a state split. We are not setting up governments. We are just voting for the idea that what we have now is not working.
Yeah, because we can't set up governments.
No.
That would be a shadow government. That's what this other cause is trying to do.
New
already.
California. Just say it. Their heart may be in the right place, but the path is not headed in the right direction.
Tired of beating around the bush there, are you, Mama Jay?
No, I'm tired of beating around the bush. Don't do it.
Screw that, right? All right, good girl. So, all right, well, thank you, Dan. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
You know, and that's, we have about 4 minutes left. Maybe a time for one more phone call if you want, 530-605-4567. But I sure would like to know what happened last night at that meeting. I did get an email from Laura Hobbs that apparently it was a bit, the board was just being, or that it was, I believe it was Rickard and Joe that were the two that were in there, Larmore, during this special meeting, and people came up and tried to protect Clint Curtis from apparently some things that he apparently maybe he took some papers home or something, but he could take home a manual or take home things if he needs to study something about that. I'm not really sure what it was. That's what I was really hoping someone would call in and clarify it, but. That not being the case, hopefully, we'll get some word on that, maybe, via Facebook. That would be good, folks. If you have information on that, put it out on Facebook, and make sure you get it out there to folks so we know what happened out there.
Well, also too, it's kind of scary to think that if truly the election is going to go the way it indicates that, you know, Joanna's going to be the ROV, and she should have been fired by the board when she went around the board and lied to the board about the contract that she entered in with these
Zuckerbucks
and all that. And then she lied to him, put it off, and kept lying to him. She should have been terminated. She was an employee of the county at the time. She was not an elected official. She should have been terminated. And they always seem to overlook that. Anybody else that lies to the board or lies to their supervisors in the county and would do anything of that magnitude would not only have been fired, but they might have had some criminal charges filed against them. But she was not taken care of the way she should have been.
Yep.
And dollars to donuts, we're going to end up paying for it again if she becomes the ROV. We're going to pay through the flipping nose.
All these conservatives win that are losing their positions and losing their places. Why did they put Curtis through the ringer like they have? I mean,
right.
You know, I mean, okay, we have these great conservative people that, oh, if they lose,
conservative
what's going to happen to the
county? Conservative name only, not by their actions.
I mean, we got license plate readers. We had people being taken to court, by the county. They won't support Measure B, blah, 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 blah. I can go on and on and on. God, there's 100 things.
Refresh my memory. Did the board call Joanna Francesca before them to censure her?
No. Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Interesting.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's a whole new day here. Hey, folks, 2027 is going to be different. Buckle up.
I don't think people understand that the election was just the prelude to what is to come. Now we're going to have to suffer the consequences of that election, and it's not going to be pretty.
That's correct.
You're not going to like what just got voted in at many different levels.
Yes.
And the things that are going on in Los Angeles City over the mayor's contest are absolutely disgusting, but again, a clear indication of how far down our state has fallen.
Yep. Amen.
So it's time to... There's nothing else we can do, guys.
Beyond time.
You know, you can sit around with your hands on with your hands under your butt on the couch, or you can get up and do something. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.